For it is your word that we have to live by, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you have allowed me to come before your people and that the pastor have allowed me, believing that I may have a word that would encourage some of you, hopefully all of you. But Holy Spirit, I give you first place in my life that you can use me. Use me as you see fit, Father God. Lord Jesus, I just thank you. Let the anointing be upon me. Let the anointing fall upon this place. Arrest every attention. Oh, set up an ambush, Father God, that will touch every heart, every pew, every seat, Father, and will stir up the gift that you have given us. For truly your words say you have given gifts to men. And Lord, it's time for us to stir up them gifts, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you. You're welcome in this place. Just saturate us with your presence. Holy Spirit, I pray that your best gift will be in operation at this time. As we give you praise, as we give you thanks, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, tonight I want to speak about faith. And I started out with 3 points, but I wind up with 5. Some of them very brief. But it's to do a little soul searching to see where you are. You know, we need to know where we are. Are we growing? Are we just wavering? Are we just standing still? Anything stagnant is dead. Okay? You know, we need to know, are we operating in faith or foolishness or presumption? That's something we need to know. You know? I truly believe in this world that there are 3 types of people. People that make it happen, people that watch it happen, and people that don't go nowhere and pass by the mall like they're building over there on Louisiana Avenue after it's up and say, oh, what happened? Okay? So I like to be in the making it happen. If I can't make it happen, I definitely want to be close and involved. You see, when you make it happen, like Amazon and these different big companies come up with an idea, IBM and, you know, Apple and stuff. You know, like Edison, Thomas Edison with the light. They asked him a question one day. You say, how do you feel after failing 10,000 times? He said, I don't feel like I failed 10,000 times. I found 10,000 ways that didn't work. Okay? So we got to keep trying. A lot of us give up too quick. Heaven is filled with our gifts because we gave up. We didn't want to burn no midnight oil. We didn't want to trust God, you know? But anyway, my text is going to come from Hebrews 11:1. Okay? You have your Bibles or your phones. I like to call my Bible. It says biblical instructions before leaving earth. Okay? It's another way I like to say it. Believers instruction. No, basic believers. Hold on. I got it a little twisted. The first one is basic instruction before leaving earth. The other one is believers' instruction. I got it twisted. I'm a little nervous. But for living eternally is what I'm trying to say. Okay? This is your instruction for living eternally. Okay? That's if you save. I did say believers, right? Okay, because just because you're saved doesn't make everybody a believer. You may be saved and make it to heaven. You may be far back, okay, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But believers put it to action. If you believe in something, you're gonna work it, okay? At least I would hope so. But anyway, let's go to it. Hebrews 11:1 says, now, faith is, or faith is now, which is the present tense. Faith is not has been. Faith is not will be. Faith is now, right now, okay? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Do we understand that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. You, You know, you don't have nothing tangible right now, but you're believing based upon the word of God. Now, they got people that operate on faith that's not in God, so faith still works. They believe they can go out there and sell drugs or whatever, don't get caught. But we ain't talking about that kind of faith. We're talking about godly faith, the faith that's going to get meet our needs, okay? The faith that's going to allow us to spread the word on and on, the faith that's going to allow us to go over there and purchase that land, okay? That's the faith that I want to talk about, okay? And we need to know where you are, or you need to know, should I say, okay? I'm going to get started in my lesson. I ain't started yet, almost. You know, you have to watch who you hang with. Because if you're not hanging with nobody encouraging you, well, then you're hanging with the wrong people. You got a dream, the God, Lord, I've given you a vision, and nobody is helping you to feed that vision, back away from them, because they're going to kill it. The enemy will use them to kill your dream, okay? So you need to watch who you hang with. And I always like to say this. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room, okay? You want to always be around somebody that has more than you or that you can learn from, okay? Because if you don't, you're wasting time. You know, many people hang around people that can't do nothing for them, and they like to say, they used to say the man was holding me down, and some of them really felt like that. But if you're holding somebody down, what you doing? I'm holding you down. I'm holding you down. I'm holding you down. I ain't move. I ain't going nowhere either, okay? So get out the way. Let them go. Let them go. You know, ask the Lord to stir up the gift. You don't know what gift you have? Work on something. It's better to fail having tried than to not try and fail, you know? Okay, let's go. Let's get to the lesson. I won't be long. I won't be, I think. Okay. My wife said I can talk. I don't know. Something I never did until I got saved, you know? Well, the right way now. Now, when I was in the world, yeah, I talk a little bit after a few sips or something, you know. You know. But I thank God when I really came into the realm of Jesus, I stay high all the time. I don't never come down. I don't never come. I'm high all the time. So, yeah, and the Lord have given me the gift of gab. So, you know, praise the Lord for his glory. Okay. Okay, I want to read a few, if you'll turn with me to Hebrews. And why, just give me a moment. Let me settle down. Hebrews 11:1, I'm going to start off reading there and just read a few scriptures. Okay, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, not made of things which are visible. And it goes on to talk about the different people that walk by faith. By faith Abe offered up to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, for he said he pleased God. We go ahead. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Did y'all hear that? But without faith, you're not pleasing God. How are you saved? We saved by faith. You know. And it's a little different between faith and believing. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look in Mark, well, it's a little off the subject, but if you look in Mark 16:16, I believe it is, it says the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It did not say the saints shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You have to be a believer. It's a difference. It's a big difference. See, when I get the little text message that, Phil or whoever sends for prayer, immediately when I look at my phone, I go to the Lord. I thank you, Father God. I'm in agreement that they heal or whatever they're asking for, okay? And I believe it. And later on, the reports come back. I don't Lord, well, I wonder, what did they do? Is they worried? Ain't none of my business. Okay? Lord, I thank you that I set myself in agreement with this person that whatever condition they have or they're going through a test or trial, whatever they're facing, that they have the outcome, that which they asked for. Okay? That's reading the Bible also says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. You know, people quick. Sometimes they find out you're in the Word, and usually it's the ones that's not all the way in want to come lay hands on you. I remember one time I was going to a funeral, and this lady, oh, let me pray first, but I want to lay hands. I'm like, wait a minute. I've been studying the Word. I'm in the Word every day. Why did the Lord skip over me and go to you to come tell me something? And you ain't even going to church. I had a problem. So you have to watch where you get your information from. If it's not based up on that Word, if you can't find it in here, nah, none involved. Like I tell sickness when it comes to me or tries to come to me, return to sender. I'm not signing for it. I didn't ask for it. It don't belong to me. Okay? And you got to make up your mind the same way. Don't tell me what the doctor say. Doctor, I appreciate it. You took the x-ray. I understand what you say. But I'm not getting an agreement with that. By his stripes, I'm healed. Okay? He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. And he wished above all that I'd be in health. You know, and I think as believers, little nugget now, if we would start confessing what the words say, we would have better results. Okay? Lord, I'm going to let you go, Lord. I'm going with it. I'm sorry, Pastor. You know, you have to line yourself up with the Word is what I'm trying to say. Okay? Get in that Bible and see what the Word says about whatever you're facing. And get in agreement with God. God said his word cannot, will not, that's a strong word, will not return to me void. But it shall accomplish what it set forth to do. We need to know the word. See, the thing about the enemy, God knows you, and the devil knows what plan God has for you. And if he can get you to open your mouth negatively, he will kill your dream. Okay? The thing about the devil is he has no power over you till you give it to him. The doctor say, I'm sick. Oh, Lord, you didn't say it. The devil say, oh, well, we're going to make him sick. You know what I'm saying? You gave him power to come to you. You know, I feel like I'm going to catch the flu. Well, you just signed for it. Okay? He don't know what you're thinking. Keep that inside of you. You go to the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Your word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Okay? Every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned. Give God back his word. That's what he says. Give me back my word. Okay? Let's try to get through this lesson. Okay. Okay. Well, I spoke about Abraham believed in the Lord. Let's go to Genesis 15:16. Okay. If you have it, if not, it's okay. I thank God for my secretary that helped me out. She did my typing and stuff. She was more nervous than I was. She woke up this morning, she was tossing and turning. She said, babe, I preached a sermon last night. I said, you did something because you was tossing and turning, you know. But she preached when you wanted me to go over it. But I thank God. I thank God for her, you know, that I have a help me. You know what I'm saying? That she said, come on, you got to do it. You got to write. You got to write. I when I was told that I'd have a chance to speak, I put my tablet by my bed and a pencil. And in the middle of the night, the Lord would give me a little something. I'd write it down. He'd give me a little something. I'd write it down. So when I started putting it all together, I had more than what I had planned on. And then once I started putting it down, the Lord started changing some things, you know? But it's his word. And Lord, you got first place in my life and you want to change it. Mold me, shape me the way you want me to be. I'm just a vessel that you can use. I give myself to you. Okay? Keep a song in your heart. Okay, Genesis 15:16. We're talking about faith now. And we're talking about Abraham. It says, Genesis 15:16. Okay. That don't quite line up with what I want to say. But we know Abraham believed in the Lord when he was told to take his son Isaac, you know, up to the mountains. And Abraham was, Fifteen six. Okay, thank you. Anyway, he trusted the Lord. See, these people trusted the Lord and never even seen their promises, but they believed God. They took him at his word. Okay? And that's what we have to do. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. You know, ain't no debate. That settles it. You know, you always be people want to come debate on stuff. I ain't got nothing to debate you on. Show me in the scripture. If it ain't in the scripture, sayonara, gotta go. Okay. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Okay. When he told him, get thee out of this country. Hey, he took the Lord at his word. Okay. Number two, Exodus 4:31. Let's see what we have. I just want to give y'all a few little nuggets to build up your faith. Okay? Build your faith up. How you get that wife you got? You believe she might be your wife. How you get that husband? You believe that he might be all right. Okay? And you acted on what you believe. You believe you wanted to be married, and you got married. Okay? And I hope you consulted the Lord before you did. But anyway, if not, there is hope. Okay. Okay, Exodus 4:31. It says, so the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their head and worshiped him. Okay? They believed him. They trusted in him. See, the people back then, they didn't have salvation. Jesus hadn't came yet. Okay? And in order to prosper or to get what the Lord had, you had to believe. Okay? It's like a family. You get married, the husband, the wife, children. Them children believe that their parents are going to take care to a certain age. Okay? That wife believes that her husband is the man that God called him to be and that he's going to take care of his household. Okay? Because if he doesn't, the Bible says he's worse than an infidel. Okay? Now, unless there's some reason. Okay? But Lord say he's given every man a talent, so it doesn't matter what condition you may be in, there is something that you can do. Okay? Many people work from home now. And now with the internet, they make more money just sitting at home. They got nurses work from home. They got RNs work from home, making big money. You know? So you can stay home and do it. Fix your meal, but, ooh, Lord, why am I on that? But if you're married, you still have duties. He has duty. She have duties. The kids have duty. And when you put it all together, you got three, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the husband, the wife, and the kids, okay? A family. God deals in threes. So take care of your business. And I'm going to leave that alone. Okay. One more I want to read is about Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2:4. Am I boring anybody? All right, I hope not. If not, tell it to the Lord. Okay. Okay, Habakkuk was having a problem seeing all these people, sort of like what's going on now, and people roaming the streets and cutting up, killing, shooting, all kind of stuff, just all kind of evil. And he was saying, how long, Lord, you know, must I suffer this, you know? But finally, the Lord answered, and he said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Okay? You got to know that your God going to come through. Okay? You got to know him. You got to trust him. You may cry some tears, but let me say this. I like to believe this. It works for me. You see, it's one thing to have your prayers answered hit and miss. And it's another thing that when you pray, you ain't got to doubt. You know you got the key that your prayers will be answered. Okay? See, when you got the key, you ain't got to doubt. If you know God, he coming through. But, you know, if you're not studying and you're hoping and you're trusting, you think it might happen, you know, you're trying to talk yourself into it. Good luck. But this is what I like. When you go to God, you don't have to ask him but one time. You know what I'm saying? You trust in God for whatever. A house, a car, a husband, a saved child. Lord, I thank you that my child is saved. Lord, I thank you that this house that I desire, I looked at, is mine. I'm capable of getting it. You don't need to ask him but one time. After you ask him, then you thank him. Lord, I thank you for this house. Lord, I thank you that my husband is saved. I thank you that my wife is saved. I thank you that we're walking together, that we get along, that we loving each other. You could be raised in hell all night, but you got to talk this thing by faith. Lord, I thank you that he's going to treat me like a queen. I'm going to treat him like my king. Lord, I thank you. Your word says, okay, I'm to obey him. Your word says, okay, that he's to treat me like Christ treat the church. Lord, I thank you that he's treating me as you treat your church. You may have seen Nebraska in a few days. You know what I'm saying? But you got to call it out. The old folks used to believe in taking the oil and laying on their pillow and stuff. It still worked. You know? That's up to you now. Some would put it on their suit or whatever. A little greasy, but hey, whatever works for you. But you got to trust. You got to have that point of agreement. Okay? And if you're not strong enough to agree by yourself, you get with somebody that will be in agreement with you. Not going to talk your business, but going to get in agreement. And you have the things that you desire, okay? Are we good with that? Amen. See, if a man want a woman, or a wife, let's forget the woman. If a man want a wife, I want to clear it up, all right? He can't wait till he get married to start acting like a husband, okay? The Bible said when the man takes on a wife, he's supposed to go away, get that house, get the furniture, have the job, have everything lined up. Because when he take her from her father, he used to take the father's place. Too many of us are quick to claim somebody, okay? Be careful. Take time. Search it out. Nowadays, you almost need to check the credit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, boy, you married him, you inherited some debt. You know what I'm saying? Like it or not. Rip it, believe it or not. So, hey, God, Lord, I thank you that you're sending me a saved man or a saved wife, one that's going to love you, okay, one that's going to obey, one that's going to help me with my relationship to serve you, one that I can walk in faith, okay? When the Bible says give, we don't have a problem. Give, you know, no tipping the church, but tithes, okay? The Bible says pay your tithes, okay, and pay your taxes. That's what the Bible says. Pay your tithes and pay your taxes. Those are the lands of the law, okay? And you'll be blessed. Getting a little weight, but it's all in faith, okay? It's in faith. Okay, let's get a little further. Lord have mercy. I ain't even got started yet. Okay. Okay. Okay, James 2, 19 to 26. Let's read a little bit in James here. I'm going to try to keep you woke, all right? I'm going to try to keep you all woke. And be careful now. Be careful. I'm giving you this, but we want to use our faith, okay? We want to be led. And I thank God for Pastor, who teaches the word. See, so many years I sat in the church where they hoop and they hollered and they spit and you leave out and people say, man, that show was good. Well, what did you get out? I don't know, but it was good. What do you mean it was good? You can't remember nothing. It's like junk food. You know what I'm saying? Don't fill you up. You had something for a moment. You walk out the door, you're hungry. Nothing to live on. You know what I'm saying? An hour later, you're back doing the same old thing because you ain't had nothing to hold on to. But thank God that he's given us a man who teaches, who preaches, okay, who goes through that word, and he ain't in no hurry. That's how you learn. That's how faith comes, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word. Faith don't come by having heard, okay? It don't come by having heard or going to hear, okay? Because if that was the case, I mean, we'd all be happy. You know what I'm saying? She said she's going to cook dinner. She didn't say when. You know what I'm saying? So you heard it, but you ain't got it. Okay? All right. All right. All right. Come on. Y'all cutting up on me. Y'all cutting up on me. All right. James 2, 19, verse 19 through 26. It says, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without work is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. The scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not faith only. Likewise, was not Ahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. Okay? So, faith requires action. Action. Do something. Move. Okay? I mean, it's good to think it and believe. You know? You can take a hungry man and set him before you and set a smorgasbord there and say, hey, if you eat this food, you're going to live. No, I ain't hungry. A week later, stomach growling, everything, dehydrated, the whole work. Do you believe if you eat this food that you'll live? Yeah, I believe. Okay. Another 3-4 days pass by. Still haven't touched it. He don't like what he see or whatever. But you need something to nourish your body, man. Eat. No, I don't want it. 3 days later, the man dead. Now, he believed if he ate it, he'd be healed. But he didn't move to eat. So, if you believe something, okay, if you believe you're capable of having whatever job you desire, whatever home, whatever thing is in your heart, you got to do something. It requires a corresponding action, okay? Find something to line up, okay? Now, on the other hand, and I don't mean to put nobody down, but it's people buy new cars and they're beautiful. Well, if you got good credit, you got a good job, you don't need no faith to go out and buy a car. You need the job and some money. Now, if you desire a car, you ain't got no money, and you ain't got no job but just a little job, you're going to have to rely on God. Lord, I need a car, okay? And I'd like a good one. Be specific. That's one thing about the Lord. He likes to be specific. Be specific. You tell the Lord, I want a car, and somebody come up to you and give you a Vega or a Pinto or something that's been sitting in the garage for the last 10 years, and you got to spend $1,500 to get it running. That wasn't God, okay? That wasn't God, because the devil gave you stuff, too, to tie you up. Now you done lost your job, the little job you did have, spending all your little resource trying to get that thing running. Say, Lord, I desire a good running car, a paid for a car, or whatever. Make your request known. That's what the Bible says. Let your request be made known. Okay? People like, see, that's how some of y'all got in trouble too. They believe God for a husband. You know? And they see somebody they lack, or they think they lack, or a wife they think they lack. You know, and you talk to them for a while, and they want to get married too. But you haven't put them through the test. You know what I'm saying? And you hook up. It's like a scrambled egg. Once you scramble an egg, it can never be whole again. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch who you hooked up with. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. I'm sorry. You got to be careful. Because now you're calling all the saints and bothering the pastor to pray with you every night. When the Lord was telling you, that ain't it. You know? But you want to make do. You so in a hurry. Oh, yeah, Lord, that'll do. I know it ain't all I wanted, Lord, but, you know. 2 months later, you hollering, get behind me, Satan. Get deep behind me. So, got to be careful. Got to be careful. Give that thing to the Lord. Give him some time. Give them 6 months running. Put them on probation. Don't be quick. You know what I'm saying? They can hold that thing down a year and hold themselves. You might have something, but you got something, got to be quick. Fast money ain't no good. Mm-mm. She came overnight, she'll leave overnight. That is not in my lesson. Okay, y'all right. Come on now. Come on, I got to get through with this. How much time I got? All right. Okay, let's talk about faith. How do I get faith? Romans 12:13. And I love y'all. I don't know nobody's business. Don't want to know your business. I'm just saying. For those that haven't made a mistake, be careful. Be careful. Because a lot of people can fool you. It's either the front for a few months. Some can go 6 months. But walk that thing out for a year and see what you got. Okay? See what you got. If they ain't provided for you in all that time, they ain't going to provide. Okay? I mean, come on now. If they ain't trying to learn the word, because see, a lot of them come to church just to make you feel good. See, I came to church. Nah. You know, come on, let's go get married. You get married, boy, they don't want to see no kind of. No. Nah, you see how they was acting? All they want me to do is give my money and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing. So be careful. Be careful. The Bible say, try the spirit by the spirit. Okay? It'll come out. You got to know. You got to know. Same way with church. If you're not getting fed, you're wasting your time. Okay? You come here Sunday after Sunday and your needs are not getting met, it's something wrong. In this church, something wrong with you. Okay? Because the word is going forth. Okay? The word is going forth. It is so many people blessed. And I thank God for this 5,000 add-on pastor's fitting to do. You know? 5,000. Pastor say 2,000. I see 5,000. Okay? You know what's... I don't want to say I'm like Joseph, but I be dreaming and things be coming to me, and sometimes I have to just shut up, okay? But the night before I heard somebody right here in Lafayette won the Powerball or Megaball or whatever, the Lord told me, he said, people, I got people lined up just waiting to come and drop $1 million to get this place going. I got truckers that run up and down this road just waiting for some place to park so they can come in and get the word and give an offering. You know what I'm saying? See, I got people waiting. So we got to get an agreement. Stop being stingy. If you believe God, act on what you believe. Okay? It's a different thing when you do something in your power. But it's a different thing when God does it. When you know, Lord, there's no way I could have did it. It brings back to memory. I remember when I was in the buying homes and wanted to be a landlord. And man, I get home, I get this, I put this together. You know, I'm always, you know, they always say reading, writing, arithmetic. Well, reading and writing, I wasn't too good, but arithmetic, I could add, subtract. So I learned math pretty good. So I started buying up houses, this and that. Then one, I looked and I had 7 mortgages with one job. I said, Lord, have mercy. And my little paycheck was only like $907 every 2 weeks. So I said, Lord, if somebody or 2 or 3 of these just don't pay, I'm going to be in trouble. But you know what I told him? Lord, I ain't going to worry about it. You said I could have it. I asked you for it, and I asked you for the means for it. See, the devil tried to bring that to mind. You know what I'm saying? It never happened. They all paid for it, except for maybe one, and that little bit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But I trusted God. I told him what I want. Okay? And not just to be a landlord, but for people that in need, that needed a good home, okay, that would take care of it, okay? It wasn't about the money. I've never been about the money. Never, never. I do real estate, and my biggest kick in real estate, which a lot of everybody wants to do online, I still believe in walking, knocking on doors. Because every time I did, whether they buying or not, are you doing all right? How's your prayer life? Can I pray with you? You'd be surprised of the people say, please do. Come on, pray with me, you know? And that's my joy, that I was able to go to somebody's home and bless them, or when they would come to the office, let's hold hands. We're going to get an agreement, you see? Let's get an agreement and trust God that this is going to be the home for you, that you not only get the home, but that he give you the means for the payment, you see? Too many people want to believe God for a house or a car, but they don't ask him for the payment. You got the car, and 3 months later, you're trying to hide it. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got the money for the payment. Ask God for the whole package. He got it. But just make sure you break it off his 10%, all right? Because you ain't giving him hints. Hey, you on your own. You will be hiding it, okay? Or the neighbor's going to see you move in and move out. But whatever. Lord, help me here, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Okay, how do I get faith? Romans 12:3 says, I pray I can stick to the subject, okay? All right, y'all pray for me. And stick to the subject, Richard, stick to the subject. Okay, Romans 12:3 says, for I say, through grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God hath dealt to each one a measure of faith. There's two things in here I want to look at in this verse. The first one says, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. It didn't say you can't think high. You got to think high. Think high of yourself, where you're going, what you're doing. Just don't be too conceited, okay? Stay humble. Shoot for the sky, okay? Shoot for the stars. But if you don't quite make it there, be thankful. Stay humble, because the higher you go, the more humble you got to be, okay? See, it's not the attitude that makes a man wise and successful. It's his attitude, okay? Your attitude says it all about you. How you feel about someone, how you look at other people, okay? Never think less of anyone else. Because the Bible says you entertain angels unaware. The person you're looking down on could be your very blessing. Okay? That could be your key. And if you notice, I don't know a lot of you do, but I notice now that the rich folks dress so common. They don't dress up. They got blue jeans, polo, T-shirts, tennis shoes. You never know who you're talking to. You never know who can help you. Be kind to everyone. Because that very person that you got a snot attitude against might be the one the Lord sent you to bail you out. Okay? So just remember that. Remember that. It could be a bum. I remember one time I was back off the subject. It was this guy. I was working for FAA, aviation. And it was this guy. He rode his bike. He looked like a bum. He brought us a little lunch. He stayed to himself. So you would think he's a homeless man, just got a job. But after a while, I sat down to talk with the man. The man was a top-notch lawyer. But he had given up his practice because his wife took him to the ringer, and he decided, I ain't doing nothing. Okay? You know? But he was very intelligent, and something like that, you know? That you know, for whatever reason, you know, I didn't really pry into all his business, but the man was sharp. And not that he didn't have it, he just had been abused, misused. So he was angry, okay? But that same man could tell you something. He could show you how to do it. He could show you where fault lies. So watch who you entertain, okay? All righty. Let's try this again. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. We're talking about the measure of faith. Okay. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. When he ascended on high, he led captivity's captive and gave gift to men. Another word for gift, talents. Now, and this is going to bring me to my next point. Yeah, don't even worry about that. Okay. The measure of faith. Now, the Bible never said what the measure of faith was. Was it 16 ounces? 30 ounces? Okay. A pound or what? He said to each one was dealt the measure of faith. So that means it's enough. Whatever was dealt you is enough. Where fault lies is you ain't using what you got. Okay? See, there's no such thing as, Lord, give me more faith. I ain't found that in the Bible. I have not found that in the Bible. I did find where the Lord says grace was sufficient, and they asked him to give him more faith. But the Lord never said, I'd give you more faith. You have to develop your faith. The way you develop your faith, you have to trust and believe God for something. Okay? See, I used my faith to buy my first house here. Okay? At a time, I had a job, but they had lost my records. I was getting a little money, but they couldn't. I got injured on the job before I transferred. So they looked at my credit and said, oh, no, you know, don't look good. I didn't let that stop me. 6 months. It took them to get my records from Los Angeles to here, to get my medical records straight, that everybody was paid. I hadn't filed my taxes, to get my taxes. When it came, it all came together. But you know what I did? I didn't let that stop me. The little money I had, I tithed. I've always tithed. Ever since I got a hold of tithing, which was about 1982, I mean, I gave you $5. That was no problem. But when you're talking about 10%, that was a lie. You know what I'm saying? But I was taught. I was taught in the Word. Though I heard it all my life, you can't be God-given. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Sound good? Cliche? Okay. But Lord, this is all I got. I got $5 and you want me to give this? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can preach your heart out. I ain't had no problem giving you $5. I have $200 or $300. I give you $5. I thought you did well. Now, if you didn't do too well, that's when all them dollars show up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like dollar in the church. You know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. But when I learn, okay, in Malachi, where you say give, and it shall be given. Well, Malachi says, talking about opening up the windows, pay your tithes, that he would open up the windows of heaven, that it wouldn't be room enough to receive. When I start learning that, when I start tithing and stop crying, you know what I'm saying? It used to be when I'd get down, I'd be doing good, and you know how your money get low, and you get to $5 or something? Boy, you don't get hungry until you got that last $5. Lord, you're hungry. You know what I'm saying? You holding on to that $5. You know what I'm saying? You need gas. You're hungry. I'd be even like a wet hen. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, want to fight? What? But when I got hold to that word, it didn't bother me no more. When I started tithing, I found out I would go low. But I never went broke. It was always money coming. Okay? I used to love this minister. He used to do like the slot machine. He'd put money coming to me now in Jesus' name. Slot machine. It was old cliche, but I went to Vegas a lot in my life just to eat. I wasn't gambling every now and then. But anyway, that's when they had the old one-armed bandit. Boom. Boom. That's when they used real silver dollars of money. It was good then, you know. Lord forgive me, I'm safe. But anyway, he would say, money coming to me now in Jesus' name. Money, I'll never be broke another day in my life. It was a confession. I got hold of that confession. I have not been broke since. You hear me? I have not been broke since. I learned to give God him plus. See, the tithe belongs to God. It belongs. They asked me a question one day. Since you have a problem with tithe, giving God his 10, I said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to take the 90 and give you the 10. Oh, Lord. All of a sudden, I can see now. You know, it become clear. 10% ain't too bad. You got 90, you know what I'm saying? But if you take that 90, and I'm going to tell you how it works. You start cheating the Lord, don't want to give him his money, car start breaking. Start having problems with the house, arguments going on in the house, problem on the job, all kind of stuff starts stirring up. You buy food, the food was bad, wasn't no good, it was rotten. You start getting all kind of bad deals. Okay? You think I'm lying? I'm going to tell you. When I first got hold of it, you know, and start tithing, and I was in the ministry, and, you know, they was building, I mean, setting up to build a certain large building. And it wasn't the type where you go to some of these meetings, who can do 1,000, who can do, it wasn't that. But men would get up and say, okay, we need this, we got this foreign going on, we need this done. If you can give 1,000, get on up and give it. Man, I looked at that and I'm like, Lord, I want to be able to do that. You know, when I got hold to tithes and started getting blessed, I said, Lord, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to give 1,000. Lord have mercy. Lord said, okay. About 3-4 weeks later, Lord put me in a position to do that. Had my 1,000. Devil came to me. I wouldn't give all that. I gave 750. Never have car problem. That same week, had car problem. Had other kind of problem. Lord, I'll never cheat you again, okay? And haven't had no problem. See, that's another thing. When you make a plea to the Lord that you want to do something, you better do it. It's better to keep your mouth closed than to say, I'm going to do something and don't do it, okay? So anyway, that's walking by faith, okay? I learned to tithe. I learned to be obedient. And the Lord gives, and he blesses. And I tell you, I haven't given him yet, you know? I'm a giver. I don't mind. Now, some people can't always give monetary gifts, but by faith, you can help somebody, okay? We all have some type of need. Maybe it's lending a helping hand. Maybe it's encouraging. Maybe you got too many suits or too many deals that you can help somebody. See, there's all kinds of ways. Everybody don't need money. Some of us need health and strength. Okay? Some of us need our spouses, our children walking right, our long-lost fathers and mothers. Okay? So when the Lord say, I bless you, it's not always you need that monetary blessing. Because I'd rather have my household in order than be looking for a return on what I gave. Okay? I'd rather know that I got my family together, that everything I touch prosper. So that's another thing the Lord said. When you start giving, he said, I give you with our inventions. Everything you touch shall prosper. Okay? I done got to where now I'm scared to touch stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'll be winding up with too much stuff, you know, and don't have time. Okay? But talking about faith. Now, we were speaking on, we were speaking on the measure of faith and how do I get more faith. Okay? Let me just read a little bit so we can go ahead and get out. Can I get more faith from God? Will God give me more faith or increase my faith? Genuine saving faith is a personal attachment to Christ. It is a combination of two ideas. Relying on Christ, commitment to him. To rely on Christ, on his word, and that you truly committed to the Lord. Saving faith involves personal dependence on the finished work of Christ's sacrifice as the only basis for forgiveness of sin and entrance to heaven. Also, saving faith is a personal commitment of one's life to follow Christ in obedience to his commandment. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. Okay, 2 Timothy 1, I'm sorry, yeah, chapter 1, verse 12. Says, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Okay? The Lord keeps his word. You commit yourself to the Lord, he will keep you. Okay? Through whatever you face, the Lord say, I'll always make a way of escape. Though the enemy come in like a flood, he will open up a door for you to escape. Okay? You got to know that. That's if you're not going playing with God. You know, some people want to I just want to see if the Lord going to come get me. Okay? Like the foolish man that they talked about that was in Cameron, and it was flooding, and the Lord saw the man by in the car. Said, come on, get in, man. The flood's coming. No, I'm waiting on the Lord. Okay. Water got a little higher. Okay. High enough for a man to come by in the boat. Brother, the water is rising. You need to come on, get out of here. No, I'm waiting on the Lord. Boat left. Got so bad the man had to get on the roof of the house. Helicopter come by. Put that ladder down. Come on, come on. No, I'm waiting on the Lord. Man died and went to heaven. He was saved. He said, Lord, I thought you was going to come get me. I'm going to say it nicely. He said, fool, I sent you a car, a boat, and a helicopter. What are you waiting on? See, you got to know the Lord when he come. And the only way you're going to know is the Lord, you got to know the word. Okay? He comes in many fashion. The Lord, I've many times in my younger days, I got a daughter now. She'll be 48 in a few months. But that child was 5 or 6, and she would say things. The Lord will use a child to speak to you. You know? I mean, huh? You know what I'm saying? But be careful. Don't judge people who he sends. You can be walking amongst the crowd and hear somebody over a conversation, overhear their conversation. In that conversation, the Lord had a word for you. Okay? See, a lot of people want a great job, but they want to start out at McDonald's. If you ain't working, you don't need a job. You need a paycheck. Okay? You need a paycheck, not a job. See, a job is something you love doing, you don't mind doing, you're happy doing. Okay? That's different. When you ain't got no job, you need a paycheck. Okay? Now, why you on that little mediocre job, if you trust in the Lord, he will send somebody in there. They ordering a hamburger, some French fry, and they talking, yeah, man, I just got a memo. My boss said we need 25 people down here at McDonald Douglas or Frank's, and that we're going to start hiring tomorrow. And they really don't need no pre-qualification, but we got a big job. Now, you flipping burgers. They ain't even talking to you. Okay? If you're smart, you act on that. Time off, you get off. You don't just walk away on your little job now. If you have to, you get up early and try to go down there and fill out that application or whatever. Then once you get high, then you can tell that man, I appreciate you for what you did for me, but I got better. See, they taught me when I was young, they don't look down on you if you put down to embetter myself. Why did you quit this job? To embetter myself. We all want to do better. But if you put out, I was tired. I like the way they talk to me. Ain't nobody finna take your resume. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be smart about it. So like I say, don't despise the small beginning, the Bible says. Okay? I flipped burgers in my life. I was in the military, flipped burgers, and was working on the base rebuilding the barracks. Because I know I had about 3 months before I got out. So I needed some money once I got out. You see? I've never been without a job. Never. Only one time when I got out of the military, 6 months, I didn't want to work. I drawed unemployment. But I didn't like that because it wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't enough. You see? See, I like living on a fixed income. You know what I'm saying? I like living on a fixed income. I fix it myself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The Lord say the sky is the limit, okay? I'm reaching for the sky. Don't come tell me what I'm worth, okay? I'm going to make it happen. Now, if I got to sell a house, sell a car, go out, do whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Bible say, find something to do. Okay. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Pastor, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Pastor. Okay, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice what it does not say. Faith come by having heard. Okay, we went over that. What types of faith are you operating in? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. What type of faith are you operating in? Strong faith or weak faith? Okay, and for the lack of time, I'm just going to, you know, there's a few, well, Matthew 8:26 said, but he went to them, why are you fearful, little faith. And this talks about when they was in the boat and the wind and the storm came and they was out, Master, you know. So, the temple is raging. You know, they were scared. I'd love to take time to think, but I won't. But at the end, they say, get up, Jesus. Get up, Jesus. So they went and woke him up. He said, carest thou not that we perish? How can thou lie asleep? Well, finally, Jesus hearing all this, he get on up, getting crackers out of his eyes, and he walks over to the boat and said, shh, peace, be still. And they said, what kind of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Okay? That's what you got to get in your life. When trouble comes your way, you got shh, peace, be still. When your job acting up, shh, peace, be still. You know, money get low, peace, be still. Whatever you're going through, sickness come your way, peace, be. See, if you don't panic, you can get it. But if the devil can get your joy, he got you. I don't let nobody get my joy. They have an opportunity to do so. I'm faced with opportunity, but you got a choice. Either you give in or say, nah, that don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? It may be tearing you up on the inside, but you don't let the devil know that. Okay? What else you got, devil? What else can you throw at me? I conquered this battle. I'm like David. I conquered this. I killed the bear. I've killed Goliath. So what else you got? You know what I'm saying? What else can you throw at me? Start recalling the battles you have came through. Start recalling what he have done for you. I'm living better now because I got your word. I'm doing better now because I'm walking right. I'm talking right. I don't curse no more. I don't drink no more. I ain't smoking no more. You know, I'm treating my neighbors right. I'm not going where I used to go. Okay? When you start looking over what he have done for you, you can build your faith up. The Lord, you got me through that. I know you'll get me through this. Okay? You got to talk to yourself. A lot of people scared to talk to themselves. I learned as an early age to talk to myself. People say you're crazy. I talk to myself. Okay? The old folks used to say you'd be walking down the street when I live my ground. Don't walk too close to the edge. That means you're on the side of the road with no sidewalks. Y'all know back then still ain't some sidewalks in some of these places. But they would always tell you, be careful going down the street. Don't take no wood nickel. They was giving you wisdom, giving you, you know, and you had to pay attention. They tell you don't walk too close to the edge of the road because back with no sidewalks and fools flying down the road with 90 proof, you subject to get hit. Okay? So, all right. Ooh, Lord. Okay, strong faith. Matthew 8:10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, to those who follow, surely I say to you, I have not found such greater faith, not even in Israel. Matthew 9:2. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw that faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Now, that man had faith. More so, his friend had faith. It's like blind Bartimaeus. When he heard Jesus was passing, he cried out, son of David, have mercy on me. You know, shut up, fool, shut up. Got a lot of son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord heard him. See, we got to keep crying till the Lord hears. Okay? The Lord says, now I'm not talking about when you're asking for something specific, but it say, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. Okay? They don't open the first time, keep knocking. Keep knocking. It's like the woman that was, you know, I forget the story, but she was asking the man for something, and she just kept coming. Said, give her what she wants, because she bothering me. Sometimes you just got to keep knocking. You got to be persistent. In this life, you got to be persistent, okay? You got to be. You got to be hungry. You got to want it. Not only for you, but for your family. I thank God for my kids. They don't always do right. They don't always. But I cover all of them in the blood. I know when I was a kid, I wandered, tossed it. I was saved, but, you know, the enemy had his ways. He knew what Lord had planted. And his job was to get me off course. And sometime he would, but the Lord always reeled me back in. Thank God, thank God, thank God for mercy and grace. And so many of you. Okay, I see we're not going to get to this. The last one I wanted to expound on was the thief of faith. Romans 14:23 says, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. Whatever is not from faith is sin. As a believer, we must live and operate in faith. Commandment, you won't make it if you don't. You got to trust God. Stop doubting. Sure, doubt will come to you. But I always said, in any situation, always three people talking. It's always three. What the Lord say, what the devil say, and what you say. Now, who reports you going to believe? Okay? Either you go with what the Lord say and be victorious, or you go with Satan, and y'all come not too good. Okay? You'll perish. Okay. The greatest thief in the Christian community is doubt and loose lips. I like to say that too. You know, some of us talk too much. We talk ourselves out of blessing. You know, you don't have nothing good to say. Just shut up. It's okay. Just be quiet. You know, because some things you say can hurt another person and you don't realize it. Some people are very, how is it, sentimental, very, you know, they're easy to get offended and get hurt. So if you don't have nothing good to say, be quiet. Some people are real sensitive. You don't know their history. You know? Every time their father or mother says that, it might have hurt them or to put them down. And you're not realizing it. And they on their way up, and here you just being foolish, you know, and say the wrong thing. I remember a while back, I went through some trying situations, and it was rough. And every time the enemy would provoke me to do something really crazy, foolish, dangerous, this guy would call me. Now, he visited a few times. He's in the Catholic Church. I thank God for him. But everybody, don't count people off just because they don't come here. Okay? I heard some guy, I heard one minister say, thank God all my friends ain't in church. You know what I'm saying? Because you need them to tell you things. But every time that enemy would provoke me, I'd get in my vehicle, going headed for destruction, going to go hurt somebody or do something. You know, he would call me. Say, Rick, where you going? Man, I got some. He said, why are you going to do the devil's work? And it was something. Now, I ain't told him where I'm going or what I'm finna go do. But he knew a little what I was going through. But he would call me out of the blue. Rick, you need to go home. Where you going? Why are you doing the devil's work? Or why you want to go do that? And the word of the Lord would come to me, you know. Hey, Lord say, vengeance is mine. You know what I'm saying? Vengeance is mine. And see, that's another thing I didn't get a chance to speak on about the warfare. See, we in a warfare. You know, we got this carnal, the flesh, against the spirit. But see, you got to make that spirit line up with the word of God. Because the flesh is always talking. But if you make that flesh line up with your heart and your mouth, then you got what you say. Okay? When them two agree, with your heart and your mouth agree, you got victory. Okay? Because the flesh can always, he can always fight against the spirit. He can always. Okay? You say you want to fast, and all of a sudden your stomach growling. You know what I'm saying? That go that flesh. Oh, you need to eat. But you got to learn. Say, hey, stomach, I'm not feeding you today. And if you do it again, I won't feed you tomorrow. Okay? He'll line up. You got to take authority. You have the power over your flesh. In any situation, you have the power. Okay? Remember that. We're going to go ahead and cut it short because I see my time is gone. And I didn't get halfway through. But I pray something I said that would encourage you, stir up the gift in you. Like I say, we embarked on a tremendous, tremendous journey. And my prayer is that all of you all be with us. Because that building going to get built, that expansion going to get built. I seen where Northgate Mall may become our parking lot. See, nothing is too big. You got a man ain't scared to dream. He ain't scared to move out. But he got to know that you are with him. Okay? He got to know. How do you show? You're giving. Don't be afraid to give. Don't be. I could tell you about the many gifts the Lord have blessed me with. And I might just share it. I got it whether I tell you or not. It don't make no difference. When we was living on East Alexander, beautiful home, love my home. But when they opened up Turling, all of a sudden the traffic started coming down Alexander flying. Well, we had three kids. And my front yard was close to the street. And I got a beautiful backyard fenced in, but where they want to play? In the front yard, on the sidewalk. So I was always fearful somebody's going to run off the road. So I said, Lord, I want another home. So anyway, I got an investor I was dealing with. She called me and told me about this repo home. And it was in Broad Bridge. And the first thing, don't tell the Lord. Once you make your request known, just see what the Lord got for you. We're too quick to say, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Lord trying to bless you. Even when I was wanting to run the property, Lord had a man giving me six houses for $130,000. I'm telling the man, 6 months, I can't do it. 6 months. Never even went to the bank. But I'm looking inside my means. Six houses for $130,000? That's not too bad. And they was all occupied. He said, Richard, I like you. I like you. My wife, she's getting old. She can't really see the books. I want you to have it. That old man would call me about once a month. What they say, Richard? What they say? I said, I can't get it. I can't get it, Mr. Trahan. I can't. Lying. Ain't never tried. One day the Lord say, set that to death. Now the bank from here to that window. That's how close the bank was. Probably closer than that. The Lord said, now you asked me to be a landlord. I done opened up a door and you won't even take the initiative. So now, okay, Lord. I'm like Peter now. I done taught all night. Nevertheless, that's your word. Okay, Lord, I'm going over here and ask them. I know they're going to say no, so I can shut both of y'all up. You know what I'm saying? I go over there and tell that man what I want. I want it loan. He said, what's wrong with him? I said, nothing. He said, nothing wrong with him? I said, no. I said, they all got tenants. They do? He said, I don't see why we can't do it. We're going to send somebody out to appraise them. Well, at that time, appraisal was $350 each. So I'm looking at, six houses. That's a little change. Not that I couldn't get it. I didn't want to give it up just for appraisal, okay? So he said, but you know what, Richard? I got somebody to work for the bank. They're going to do it for $100 a house. Wow. He said, now you're going to need 20% down. Now, 20%, 130, well, it actually dropped down to 125 because you took one off, and then later on, about 2 months later, I wound up buying the sick one. I'm living on Alexandria. He said, all you got to do is just take a second out on your house for $25,000. And deposit in the bank, and the deal's done. You don't have to come up with no money. Now, how easy was that? 6 months, I'm lying to this man. And I tell you, it's been a blessing ever since. I've added on to that, but, you know. So when you ask God for something, you got to step out on faith. But to tell you about this last little story, I'm going to get out your way. When I sold that house, I decided I wanted another house. This lady called me, and she told me about this house in Broad Bridge. I said, nah, D, I don't want nothing in Broad Bridge. I don't know much about Broad Bridge. I mean, I don't like the language in my shop. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. Anyway, their language wasn't quite, you know, they break down different stuff, a little different than Lafayette. So like, nah, I ain't sending my kids over there to them schools. Come on. But anyway, so after a couple of weeks, she said, Rich, you went and looked at the house? I said, no, I didn't. She called me the night before. She said, if you don't go look at this house, tomorrow when it comes online, you're going to be mad. So I told my wife, I said, come on, baby. Get in the truck. Let's go. She said, where are we going? I said, oh, we're going for a ride. Didn't tell her. So I get the address, put it in, find the address. When I pull up, I don't see no sign or nothing. Nah, this can't be that. Long driveway. So I pull in the driveway, and I see the lockbox on the door in the back. Open the combination, walked in, grabbed my wife's hand and said, come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. We claim it. I called that lady and said, we'll take it. Don't leave your office. We was in the office about 8:30 that night signing papers. Okay? Now, this is the beauty. See, like I say, I've always been a tither. Ever since I learned, I'm going to give. I'm going to give. Okay? Because I found out I can't beat them giving. I cannot beat them giving. I don't want too many. All right. Anyway, I can tell you so many gifts the Lord have done. We walked in that house and walked through it. Now, mind you, this guy had totally redone this house a couple of years prior, about 2 years. It was a single story. He added a two-story. It has a large pool, in-ground pool, slide, diving board, the works. But him and his wife split up, so he don't want her to have it or whatever. Now, it's an 8-bedroom house, 4-foot bath. This guy took out the fans, he took out the carpet, he took out every cabinet, he took out the bathtub, he took out the toilets. He took out everything. All the cabinets in the kitchen, the bathroom, everything. But he was nice, he was neat. He taped everything up. You know the wires? Yeah, we walked in, all we had was sheet rocks and wires. You know what I'm saying? That's all we had. But I seen the possibility. Okay? See, sometimes we got to take something and create. When God gives us something, don't be quick to say, Lord, I don't want this. Never despise a small beginning. Okay? I said, okay, I tell you what. I told my wife, we're going to sell a house on Alexander. I put the house up on Alexander, and less than an hour, I had full price of my house. Bought the other house. Now, this is the beauty. I didn't need the money to buy this other house. I didn't need it. This guy had took out everything so that the house was empty. So the bank just wanted to get rid of it. I bought a 4,800 square foot home, okay? Like I said, 8-bedroom, 4-bath for $67,000. Now, you want to tell me that wasn't God? You want to tell me that wasn't God? Never could have did it on my own. I wanted room, but I couldn't do it. That was the Lord's doing. So we went on, sold it, and the guy I sold it to, he was renting from me. I was selling it to another lady, and she went to show it, and they liked it, but it had paneling in some of the room, and he wanted to think about it. So I called Ms. Kenshin back. I said, Barbara, how do you? She said, well, he like it, Richard, but he's not quite sure. He won't. She said, don't tell me you sold it. I said, yep, too late. It's sold. Just like that. Sold the house. I told my tenant. I said, I'm going to give you 2 months of free rent because I needed to get things together, right? So the lender, one of the lenders I dealt with and in the house and in the business, he would let me go to a bank on a house that I like and borrow money I needed to fix the house the way I wanted, and in a month or 2 months, then I would do a regular finance through FHA. So I would get the money, fix the house the way I liked it, then I go get another loan, pay that loan off, and I'm free. When they did that, the people came to appraise the house. I don't even think they went upstairs. They walked through that front, they looked and looked. Okay, $200,000. You know, just like that, we're going to say it's worth $200,000. Now, it's worth more, but, I mean, I only paid $67,000, you know. They was mad. And all the people in the neighborhood wanted to know, how'd you get that house? They was waiting for it to come on the market, you know. But no sign ever went up. But I had made my request known. Lord, I need to move, okay. Lord, know what I like. And he blessed me. All right, that's enough. That's enough. All I'm saying is stretch out your faith. You have not because you ask not. Okay? Believe it. You save, you sanctified, your Holy Ghost filled. Walk with the Lord. Walk with the Lord. Okay? Trials and stuff may come. The devil will try to tempt you. But give it to the Lord. He will bless you beyond measures. Now, Pastor, I'm going to get out your way. You can come on up. This land is for sale? It is for sale. Well, I tell you what, Pastor. I'm going to give you a check for $1,000 to start on that. Okay? Here, baby, come on. And if anybody want to, see, this is good ground. This is good. Y'all looking at that old funny money and all this other stuff you're gambling on. That ain't promising. Lotto, bingo, all that ain't promising. You can't lose when you're giving to the Lord on good ground. Now, if it wasn't good ground, it wouldn't be prospering. But I can trust this man. I'm going to tell you how much I trust him. So I was ready to leave Philadelphia a few years back. You know why? Because he wasn't taking up an offering. 5 years. He would not take up an offering. I told my wife, next Sunday, if that man don't take up an offering, we out of here. We out of here. Because you holding up my blessing. You holding up my blessing. If I can't give on good ground, I had to go. But thanks be to God, he was obedient. The Lord sent him someplace. He come back on fire. And it's been heaven ever since. Okay? Now, I don't know if anybody else want to, but y'all can bring the boxes back up. I mean, that's on y'all if y'all want to, if don't. But I know who my Redeemer is. Okay? I know what a tie-in. I thank God that I took my wife off of her job. You know, I said, you're more beneficial to me at home than on the job. Okay, even though she spent a lot of money. But, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But we have a lot of fun. I'll just put it up here. Now, however you want to do it, to the new ground, because we're going to get it with or without you. Okay? With or without you. Let it be known. There's two ways the Lord build a church. Those he sent in and those he take out. Okay? So it's going to get done. If he got to replace you, the Lord's work going to get done. Okay? So I pray that y'all all tithers, especially anybody working for the ministry. I know y'all tithers. Okay? But that's how strong my faith is. And there's more to come, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
And I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm
come
done.
On, give God some I'm glory
done.
For that.
I'm done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Right on time.
Praise the Lord.
Right on time. You good? What Deacon Hill did not know, y'all, was that me and my wife, we just been discussing, amen, how to do this new campaign, amen, for the land, all right? Because we negotiating, amen, her minister, we negotiating right now, and it's going well, and we talking with financial institutions and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you, I just believe that God going to do something completely different. I just believe he going to do something completely different. And so what we planning on doing, amen, before we go to anybody else, we're going to go to him. All right? Before we go to a financial institution, whatever, we're going to go straight to him, you know? And, you know, I just want to tell you that, you know, for this building, I'm a precursor. You at Bible study, I'm gonna put it out here, or you might be in New Jersey, but you listening, all right? For the land and to clear it out, you know, just for the land and to clear it out, all right? We need 800,000, all right? 800,000, all right? He'll say that's all, because he know that in the world of real estate, that ain't no money. That ain't no money. In fact, if 800 people gave $1,000, if 800, you see how he'll? No. If 799, minus me and my wife, 98, 97. If 797 people gave $1,000, that's done with, man. That's done with. That's done with. That's done with. That is done with. Now, you know what I'm saying? We got 2,000 some people come to this church. We got 20,000 people on YouTube that subscribe to the channel. We got almost 2 million views. Now, how in the world if we just need 797 people from the 2,000 that's here, the 20,000 that subscribe on YouTube, and a million listeners on 102.9, how in the world we can't find 797 people just to give $1,000? You see, minister, I don't even believe we're going to have to go to the bank. We ain't going to even have to go. We're going to walk over there with the money in the bag to the man and just say, hey, take it. Get up and leave. Cashier's check. Let's just make it legit. You know what I'm saying? So what Hill didn't know is that I was going to be doing this. All right? And the next few weeks, or might have even been this Sunday, we was talking about it. You know? Now, he mess around and go prophetic on us. Not only give the first seed, but preach a message to encourage our faith on what God can do through us. Listen to me, man. Ask God for it. Ask him for the $1,000. All right? ask him for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the people on YouTube, and they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do it. You know, my wife opened the mail, and she was like, man, look, somebody already done did. You never even asked yet. They are going to do it. All right? But I want you to ask God so that you can do it. You understand what I'm saying? Don't just be content with other people giving $1,000 and you sitting in the big, nice facility. Nah. Come on, let's ask God tonight. Say it with me. Say, God, I want to give $1,000. Now watch. Now remember what Hill said. Don't come y'all with $750. All right? Say it with me. Say, God, I want to give $1,000. Say, God, give me $1,000 to give to your church to buy that property right next door. Give it to me now. ASAP. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Look at the Lord. 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 Bless you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at the Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you. And I'm telling you, listen, in the next few weeks, we're gonna do it. Amen. I'm going to give an official announcement. Y'all done got the precursor. Hallelujah. Bless you. 100-fold in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so what we going to do? Listen, all we need is 797 people to give $1,000. All right? All right? That's all we need. But if we break it down even further, some will get 500. All right? Now, for those that can get 500, all we need is 1,600 of them. 1,600 people to give $500, that's $800,000. Are you listening to me here? All right? I'm just doing the math, all right? And then some going to say, man, Pastor, listen, but I can give $100 because I don't want to discount the widow's mite. Some going to say I can give $100. Listen, if 800 people, now we got 2 million views on YouTube. If 800 people, you know, no, Duck, I'm off, huh? All right, help me, Kendrick. All right, that's the mortgage people right here, all right? Kendrick know what he's talking about. Kendrick and Minister Duck know what he's talking about. If 8,000 people, you know, out of the 2,000 that's come here, the 20,000 that's subscribed, and the 2 million viewers, if 8,000 give 100, if 8,000 give 100, that's $800,000. Land hours cleared. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we're going to get more than 800,000. I'm thinking that we're going to mess around, ask just to buy the land and wind up billing it, cash money. 100-fold blessing on you in the mighty name of Jesus, Brother Sam. 100-fold blessing on you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm believing it. Philadelphia, get ready. We're about to walk on water. Come on, give God some glory. We're about to walk on water. Cole, we're going to do it again, Cole. We walked on water when we came to this building. We're going to walk on water when we walk next door. And God knows where else he's going to take us. But we're going to walk on water in the name. Who's ready to walk on water with the Lord? Who's ready to see the miraculous happen? Who ready to walk through the Red Sea on dry ground? Anybody ready? Anybody ready? It's miracle time. It's miracle time. It's faith time. It's believing time. God's about to do it. He's about to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, we're about to go, amen. But one day I was in the bank, man, you know, hallelujah. And I just want to tell y'all about this. It's just funny, you know, I'm in the bank and I'm kind of doing some business in the bank. And I hear somebody next to me, man, and they sending some money, you know what I'm saying, to California, amen, to help somebody out in need or something like that. And so I'm just sitting in the bank, me and my wife, amen, and we just hear some big numbers. And they say, you want to send how much? And he said, he told a number. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of money he sent. I look next door, it's Richard Hill, Deacon Hill. It's Deacon Hill. Why are you telling that, Pastor? That's a tithing, man. That's a giver, man. That's a giver. And that's what happened when you're a giver. What's that, Hill? That's your wife out. God bless the Lord. God. Hundredfold in the mighty name of Jesus. Hundred. The number keep going down. I think we had 795, right? You know what I'm saying? So you better get your 1,000 in before we reach the number. All right? Now listen, you know I'm not into bricks and stuff. All right? But everybody that do give the 1,000, we're going to do something nice for them. But I don't want you to be focused on what I'm going to do for you. All right? I will do something nice. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm going to do. You know who I'm? You know what I'm calling the 1,000 givers? I'm calling them the builders. The builders. It's going to be a group called the builders. All right? And I'm going to do something special for them, but I ain't going to tell you what I'm going to do because I don't want to rob your reward in heaven. Because I don't want you to do it for anything that I'm doing. You see, Hill didn't even know. He didn't even know. Yeah, we're going to do something nice for him, but you're not even going to know what I'm going to do. You ain't going to even know what I'm going to do. Just like you know you're going to get rewards in heaven, but you don't even know the rewards. You understand what I'm saying? All right. All right. Listen, we got to go. Hill done set us on fire tonight. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Let's get out of here, Pastor. Hallelujah. Now, we talked about faith tonight. We talked about God, how good he is, and how based upon our faith, he'll move mountains and work miracles in our lives. Amen. But the first place you got to put your faith is in that old rugged cross tonight. That's where the journey begins. It can't move unless you move and you get yourself in a place where you believe in God for your salvation. All right? So believe in him for cars and houses, all that's going to come. But is he your Savior? It's the most important thing. What would a man profit if he would gain the whole world but lose his soul? Why not get your soul saved first, and then let's go ahead and gain the world, huh? Come on, give God some glory, huh? All that's needed for you to be saved is faith, like Brother Hill was talking about. Belief in the cross, his death, burial, resurrection. And you to open your mouth and you to say that Jesus is your Lord. Come on, let's pray. Say, God, thank you for faith. Thank you for giving me faith. Thank you that faith can move mountains. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of faith. And now, Lord, I understand that I'm saved by faith. And Lord, I thank you for giving me that measure of faith. And now I place it on the cross. I believe you, Lord, that you died for my sins, that you were buried in the grave. And on the third day, you rose. Take my faith and save my soul. Cleanse me and use me. And Lord, make me a kingdom builder. I done gave my money to the devil. I done gave my money to fake churches, fake and false preachers. Now, Lord, I've found something real. Help me to be all in. Help me to be real. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Hallelujah. Miss Chantel, go ahead and sign the paper. It's coming. Come on, give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Come on, give him some glory, Brother Duck. Go ahead, put it in. Put it in, because it's coming. It's coming in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and bless you with shalom peace. Shalom peace. Shalom peace. Shalom peace. And may he increase. Increase your faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Love y'all. Be blessed.